around 5 lines from the bottom. Omar lei Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba la Abaye. Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba est Abaye kegoin Megillas Tainis dechsive umon chemahu. We're in the middle of a sugya. When does it fall into the category of Moira Halacha bifnei Rabbi? And when is it considered that it's not a hero? So Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba est Abaya Shaila, something that is already written in Megillas Tainis. The Chsive Monchet, maybe this isn't considered a hero. Maisi Seifa Venechse, it is written. Mahu la Aruyei ba'aschei derabe. Is one permitted to paskin ba'aschei derabe? If someone asks him a Shaila, is he permitted to paskin? Omalei, hocha omar Rabbi Yosef said over, and we had already this member before, afilu be'yaso be'kutcho. Afilu, you'll ask a shayla if one is permitted to cook eggs together with kutach. And we had a machlekes if it's speaking about poshet eggs or eggs that were nigmar, and they were complete already, but they were in the chicken after the chicken was geshochten. Which is also muta, but it's a poshet shayla. Hachi Omar Rabbi Yosef, afilu be'aso be'kutcho, boi minei me'Rav Chisde, they asked from Rav Chisde, kol shonei de Rav Huna, kol zman Rav Huna was alive, v'loi oiri li Rav Chisde. And Rav Chisde would not answer me, because that's called ha'iro b'fnei Rabboi, is therefore, so who adin, even though the halacha is already written in Megillas Tainis, it's still considered a hero. Let us see Rashi. Kegoin Megillas Tainis dechsive umoncho. Eilu yomim asurim lesanois. There were certain yomim toivim, nisim, that occurred to Klal Yisrael de Kaveya midarabonim yomim toivim. And in order to be mechazik these yomim tovim, they made an isur tainis. Eilu yomim asurim lisanis. Lo hochi nokat megillas tainis. So from Rashi weiss tachois, ki goin megillas tainis, that the shayla was posed, am I permitted to fast, am I not permitted to fast? And Yena told them, it's also to fast. And then if one will look at megillas tainis, one will see takas as beferish, and it's also to fast these days. Lahochi nokat megillas tainis. So Rashi has a shtikel ha'orah. He says, that's him, the crux of the shayla is, if you have a halacha that is already kosu, anyone nicely safe of a nerze, does not fall into the category of hiro b'fnei rabbi. So why davke did he chap on megillas tainis? So Rashi says, shaloi hoiso dvar halacha ksuve b'meyem. There was not one dvar halacha which was written by mayim afilu ois achas, and the piya beita being zaraya from Rashi that even though we're speaking about bizman who amiroim and were after the Rabbeinu Hakodesh who made the mishnayis were also not written then. The mishnayis Rashi shita is that the mishnayis were nilkat together, but they were learned balpet. So Memela, this was the only sefer that was written. Chutz mi Megillas Tainis, alohi kori lo Megillah. That's why it's called a Megillah. That means it had a chshivis of ksuvim. As ksuvim are permitted to be written, so Memela, even though in Yesod, this was Teire Shebal Peh, but for some reason this was also written, that's why it's called Megillah. Oiri Rav Chisda Oiri Bekafri Bishoni de Rav Huna. Rav Chisda paskind in Kafri Bishoni de Rav Huna. Bekafri Shem Mokein Vloihoyo Mekoimai Shal Rav Huna O Mekoimai Bepumpadise Ushtayem Bebogel. It's Rav Chisda when Rav Chisda Paskin Bekafri Bishoni de Rabuna. When Rav Huna was alive, And Rav Huna lived in Pumpadise, and Rav Chisda Paskin beKafri. Rav Hamnuna Oiri beCharto da Argis beShoni de Rav Chisda. The Charto Rashi says Shem Ha'ir, the Argos Shem Ha'ish Shebono, Vahave Amgushi. This person was a Mechashif or a Megadif. It's very interesting why Chazal tell us who built it. Kache Isi B'tshuvas Hagoinim. And so we see over here that they paskind Sheloi Bifnei Rabbeim. They were in different Mekayimus. Ravine Sor Sakine Bebogel. What is the Taich Sor Sakine? Zot Rashi Bodak Sakin L'tabach. He was Boidika Sakin. V'loi Omru Lahari Sakin L'chocham Elomimnei Kvoidei Shol Chocham. The only reason one has to show it to the Chocham is Alt Kvoidei Shol Chocham. V'nimtza Ravine Noiteloi Ateres Kvoid Ho'ir. V'rav Ashi Rabbi B'mosa Machas Yahave. V'himi Bovel. And Rav Ashi was his Rebbe in Mosem Machasye, and this was also in Bovel. Bovel was a large country. This was a, we'll see, this was a different, this was a different city in Bovel. So now, so Omale Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi told Ravine, my time ovad mar hochi. So he asked Ravine, why did you do such a thing? He said, Rav Ashi was the Rebbe, and Ravine was boydik asakin, because man Rav Ashi was alive. My time ovad mar hochi. Omalei, so he answered him, v'ho Rav Hamnuna oiri becharto da argis b'shoni da Rav Chisda. So he said, we had learned before that Rav Hamnune Paskin Becharto da Argis, which was a different city when Rav Chisda was alive. Omalei, so Rav Ashi told him, Lav Oiri Itmer. No, this Maise is told over differently. He did not Paskin Bishoni, Rav Chisda, Rav Hamnune did not Paskin when his Rebbe was alive. Omalei, so Ravine told him as follows, Itmer Oiri, I'll tell you, that what I told you is right, and what you heard is right. I told you that Rav Hamnune paskind, and you heard Rav Hamnune did not paskind, and both are true. Itmer Oiri, ve'itmer loy Oiri, both memories are true. Bishoni de Rav Hune Rabbi, when Rav Hune, his Rebbe, was alive, who de loy Oiri? Then he didn't paskin. But when Rav Chisda was alive, the Talmud Chavor Dilei Have, he wasn't a real Talmud. He was a Talmud Chavor of Rav Chisda. And it was Shalai Bim Kaimoi. It wasn't the same country. It wasn't Bavel, but it was in a different city. So then he paskened. And that was my Mekir. V'ano nami Talmud Chavor de Maranom. I'm also a Talmud Chavor. So since I'm a Talmud Chavor, and it's not in the same city that you are, so therefore I'm permitted to paskin. Let us see Rashi. V'ho Rav Hamnune oiri becharto da argas. Hoyel v'loi hoyo rabbi dobo. Since his Rebbe was not living in that city, avo pisha hoisa bebol, even though it was the same country, but was a different city, he paskin. I didn't paskin where in your city. This was a different city. So even though it's Bovel, I have a raya from Rav Hamnune. So he told him, Talmud Chocham Kamoisoi, Ela Shalomad Mimeno Dova Echod Ayoisa. That means in Chochme he was equivalent to Rav Chisda, nor he learned, it was something he didn't know, he learned from Rav Chisda, so he had a din of a Talmud also. So he had a din of a Talmud also, since he learned something new from him. So Memele, So Ravina told Ravashi, I'm also a Talmud Chova, and since it's Shaloi Bim Koimach, this is permissible. Omar Rove, Tzuve Me Rabbonan Chozi Lenafshe. A Talmud Chacham is permitted to be Boidik his own Sakin. Let us see Rashi. Chozi Lenafshe, Boidik Sakin Lishreit Boi Hu Atzmoi Behemo Shaloi. He's boidik his sakin to shecht his behime, bein tzorich laharois l'rabbi. So here there's a kula filu, this is the same city. As before we had a problem, Ravine told the shoyche to show him the sakin. That already is the covet of Ravine, and there the whole heter was, it was in a different city, and he was a Talmud Chova. But here, Atzuve Merabonon, a Talmud Chochom, is not Mechuyiv to show the Sakin to his Rebbe, if he himself is Atzuve Merabonon. Chozi Lenafshe. Ravine Ikla LeMechuze. Ravine once came to Mechuze. Aisi Ushpizachnei Sakine. So his innkeeper, Ravine Weistois, was a Shoichet. So he brought him a Sakin. V'komachvilei, and he showed it to him. Omalei zilam taye l'rove. So he said, don't show it to me. Show it to Rove. Rove is the Rove over here in Mechuze. Show it to Rove. Omalei loisove lomar hodo omar Rove tzuve mirabonon chozi l'nafshe. Rove himself said, but a Talmud Chochom is not Mechuyev to show it to the Morad Asre. Omalei, so he answered him, Ravina answered him, Ano Mizban Zvine. If this would be my behemah, Sumemela, that was the heter of Rova, Chozi Lenafshe. He's shechting his own behemah, Sumemela, so then he's not Mechuyev to show the sakin to the Morad Asra. But this is not my behemah. The meat I'm going to take from this behemah, I'll have to pay you for it. So memele, there is no heter of a tzuva mirabon. Ano mizbin zevine. Let us see Rashi. L'mechuze asrei derove. That was the place where Rove was the morad asrei. Ano mizbin zevine. Ki achilno mehai bisra. When I'm going to eat from this meat, bedomi ano zovin lominach. I'm going to pay you for it. Hilkach lav lenafshoi. This doesn't fall into the category of a tzuve mirabonon chozi lenafshoi. Ela kishat apcha, obviously. You're just like any other butcher. And I'm shechting for you. So then the halacha is that the sakin has to be shown to the morad asra. Rav Elozo behagrunye ורב אחה בר תחליפה איקלו לבי רב אחה ברי דרב איקה. באסרי דרב אחה בר יעקב. So we have here a maise, we're speaking about four people. רב אלעזר מהגרוניה רב אחה בר תחליפה, they visited רב אחה ברי דרב איקה. They were guests by him. The rov of this shtot was רב אחה בר יעקב. Now, Rav Ache Bereide Rav Ike had these choshevi guests. Is boy Rav Ache Bereide Rav Ike lemeved lohu igle tilse. So he wanted to be mechabed his guests with a good piece of meat. So he had an igle tilse. We'll see in Rashi, Tup shot him what an igle tilse is. So Kaponim, he brought an igle tilse, and they should shech the meat, and that he's going to serve this for them. I say, so this is for them. This is like the igla tilsa is theirs. I see sakine bekomach vilu. So he brought the sakin and showed them the sakin. They should be baidik the sakin. Oma lohu ravache batachlife, so ravache batachlife told ravache bereide ravikim, Leilechish lo lesove, there's a zokin in the shtot, Ravache by Yaakov, he's the morad da asre, why are you showing us the sakin? You have to show it to him? Omalohu, Rabbi Loza, me hagrunyes, Rabbi Loza interrupted and said, Ahochi omarove, tzuve merabonon, chozi lenavshe. atzumim, if we're shechting for ourselves, so then we don't have to show it to the Mora Dasa. Nope. Abelezer me agrunya held like this, so they showed it to Abelezer. Chozi, so he went and he was Baidik the Sakin, Vianish, and he was Nenash. Vianish Rabbelezer me agrunya. Frag the Gemara, what did he do wrong? Va'oma rove tzuve me rabbonon chozi lenapshe. Rove take said, tzuve me rabbonon. If Talmud Chocham, and this is his shechting for himself, so you don't have to show take to the Mora Dasra. So the Gemara says two terutzim. Teretz number one, shani hosom ta'aschilu bekvoidoi. That means if someone brought up already the question that it would be min haroi, to show it to the Mora Dasra, was discussed already, was put on the table, then you show it to him already. You don't avoid this inyan. Ravache b'Yakev was a muflik b'chochme, he was a muflik b'zikne, So the memra of Rove, that a tzuve mirabonon is permitted to shech b'mokim, with the b'mokim rabbi, that's tamazai rabbi, but someone that's a muflig, then there's no heter of a tzuve mirabonon also. Let us see Rashi. Egla tilsa, he wanted to serve them an egla tilsa. Godal shlish. That means a third of the giddel before it became a shoyer, it grew already. And what is this inyan of godal shlish? Va'os hu oimed be'iker tam besorei. Then already the eagle, the calf has already the iker tam of besor, and then it's a choshev, a piece of meat. Kedisnan o megadlan oisom achiyuhu mishuloshim. That is the zman gidl of a person's mekabel behemoth to be megadl. That is the zman gidl when it's a third of the zman of their gidl. That is when their bossa becomes choshev already. Vamrini nami, there's another gemara that says moiso shlish bescholcho. Means till the gidl shlish will divide equally. More than the shlish bescholcho. Alma ulche ashlish, but there's an inyan of being megadol and egel till ashlish. That's one pshat. That's egla tilse. Lishnachine shlishi lebet. That this was the third one that was born from the mother. And that's choshev. The first two are not so choshev. The third one already is choshev. Vekoshali. Hadomar ba'alme Rav Chanine v'Rav Oishie havi oski b'sefer yitzire. They were oisik b'sefer yitzire v'chol male shabate ivre lohu egla tilse. So they used to create with the sefer yitzire an egla tilse. So fektachashi dehosam mai shlishi lebeten ike. How could you say that they created a shlishi lebeten, a lehoya bebeten me'olam? If they're creating it from Sefer Yitzire, so we're creating an eagle that never was bebeten. So al-kochoch, they created it, that had such a gidol, shlish giduloi. Rashi in Sanhedrin answers, brings down this pshat, and Rashi in Sanhedrin says, Shoyo toiv ubal tam, ki ilu hoyo shlish lebeten. That means that it's a superior meat, the third eagle that is born. So memele, that's, they created an egla tilsa, that means it had the milus of an egla tilsa. Leilechish lesove, le ravache bayake, ubetmiye koma. Aschilu bekvoide, ma'acher she'noim aloi, the nechesh lesovel. It was already brought up that we should be chayish for the covet of the zokein. Beschilu ledabe bekvoide, lehoyu lelezalzel bedov. It shouldn't have made it away and said it's not necessary. Viboy yisayim meshani ravache bayakev de maflik harbe miyoid hayezokein v'chochom. So memele. So there's no heter of a tzuve mirabona. Amar Rove, The whole halacha we learned till now, that it is also for a Talmud to paskin bifnei rabbi, that is dafk if someone asks him a shayla. But ulafrushe meyisure, if he sees that someone is doing an issa, and the Rebbe is also there, and the Rebbe is not doing anything about it, is afilu befonov, afilu the Rebbe is there, shapir domi. So Rashi says, ulafrushe meyisure, ro talmud odom roitze laver aveir. A Talmud sees that a person wants to be over an aveir, v'rabbi shom v'shoisek, is mutter le Talmud likpoitz v'ligar. Then the Talmud should go and be koifetz and be gun and to scream on him and to be mafreshim miyisura. Ravine have Yosef kame de Ravashi. Ravine was sitting in front of Ravashi. Learned Ravine was a Talmud chover. Shaloi bim koimoy was mutter. But this was kame de Ravashi. Chazi lohu gavre de ka'osar lei lechamrei betzimse b'shabbat. He saw a person that he was tying his donkey to a deckel in a date tree in Shabbos. Now there's an iser of mishtamish b'mechuba. Ramo bei kolo. So he started screaming, you're not allowed to do it, it's Shabbos. Lei ashkech bei. He ignored him. Amalei lehevi haigavre b'shamte. So he put him in cheirem. Amalei, now afterwards he asked Ravashi, ki haigavne, ki mischaze kapikruse, is this what I did? You were sitting here, you weren't doing anything. Is this considered a chutzpah? Amalei ein chochme vein tvune vein eitzel neged Hashem. To be over an Isser the Rabbonon, to ignore an Isser the Rabbonon, that's called Achilul Hashem, that's Azilzul and Kvoit Shemayim. And so there is no din, Ein Chilkim Kovid L'Rav. Zogt Rashi. Betzinse bedekel, ve'ein mishtamshim be'ilon mishum shvus, it is also midarabona. Omalei l'ravina l'ravashi, hom milse da'avidos kamoch. This is what I did in front of you. Hasht mihavi apkiruse chutzpe. Was this a chutzpe, Eloi? Ein chochme, ein teires chochme, ve'kovaid utvune ve'yoyetz oimedes kineged chilul Hashem. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rove, Befonov Osa, Vechayev Mise. If a Talmud paskins Bifnei Rabboi, it is Osa, Vechayev Mise, and one is Chayev Mise. Sheloi Befonov Osa, Ve'ein Chayev Mise. Sheloi Befonov is not Chayev Mise. Fragt die Gemorre, wie Schaloibe von Abloi, Bosanje, Abloza Räume, Loi Meisu, Bnei Aren, at Shahiru Aloche, Bifnei Moshe Rabo. That the Bnod of Aviyu, the reason that they were Meisu, because Hiru Aloche, Bifnei Moshe Rabo. The Ben Yehuda says that Emerson Chazal tell us a multitude of chatoim that Nodav Aviyu had, but he says the schus of Moshe Rabbeinu would have been megan on them. But when it was Hiru Alocha Bifnei Moshe Rabon, that was already ips, they were mizalzel bekvoidoi, so then the schus of Moshe Rabbeinu could not have been megan anymore. Maidrosh. They said a drosh. V'nosnu b'nei arin akoyin eish ala mizbeach. Omru, so they made a droshe. Af al pi she eish yeredes min ha-shamayim, mitzvah lohovi min ha-hedyet. The Teres Chaim explains There's a problem. What's Pshat is a Maidroish? It's a posik. V'nosnu b'nei Aaron ha-Kohen eish ala mizbeach. So the Teir Chaim explains as follows. Pashta dekro means that bizman there's not an eish min ha-Shamayim. Bizman abai yisheni. Bizman they were makriv an bomis. So then there's a mitzvah v'nosnu b'nei Aaron ha-Kohen eish ala mizbeach. That's how one could learn Pshat and Posik. But they didn't learn like that. They learned that Pshat and Posik is that even though there's Eish min ha-Shamayim, af al pi sha-Eish yeredes min ha-Shamayim, mitzvah lahavi min ha-Hedyet. That was their drosh already. They understood the Posik differently. Now, how did they figure this out? If Pashta Dikro is when there's no Eish Min HaShemayim, so how did they figure? That's Pashta Dikro. They came to a drash. Even though there is an Eish Min HaShemayim, there's also a mitzvah lahavi min ha-Hedyet. So the Teir Chaim says, Alom de Shemahalach. He says like this. They had a kasha. This Indian of Eish, V'nosnu b'nei Aaron ha-Kohen eish ala mizbeach. Does this apply when there's eish min ha-Shamayim or when there's no eish min ha-Shamayim? So we said Pashta Dikro speaking about when there's no eish min ha-Shamayim. Fine. There's no eish min ha-Shamayim, so you need eish. But they had a kasha. If you need eish, good, you need eish. But why do you need V'nosnu b'nei Aaron ha-Kohen eish? Why do the B'nai Aaron have to do it? B'kihunam, b'bigdei kohuna. Why do they have to do it? That means as follows. If this is an avoide that needs kohuna, so then this avoide will apply a philodization min ha-shamayim also. Eish min ha-shamayim is not mechasar avoides. If the Indian is only to create an eish, if there's no eish, so why do you need B'nai Aaron ha-koyim? That was their kasha. So that was their drash. That means Pashta Dikro is that they should bring Eish ala Mizbeach when there's no Eish min ha-Shamayim. But they were done. Since you need B'nai Aaron ha-Kohen to do this, so it seems that this is an avoide. If this is an avoide, safil this Eish min ha-Shamayim, you still will need this. Afal pish Eish eredes min ha-Shamayim, mitzvah lovi min ha-Hedyet. That was their drash. Could be it was a good drash, but it was b'fnei rabo, and that's why they were nenash. V'talmid echot hoyoloy l'Rabbi Elezer, shehoyre haloche b'fono. There was a talmid of Rabbi Elezer that was hoyre haloche b'fono. Omar Rabbi Elezer le'imo shalom ishtoi, Rabbi Elezer told his rebbetzin, T'miya ani im yoitzi zesh nosai. I wonder if this Talmud will live through this year. B'loi hoitzi shnosai. V'kach hoya. Omro loi, so his rebbetzin was in the spoil, novi yato. Oma lo, loi novi yonoichi, I'm not a novi, v'loi ben novi yonoichi. Not even a Talmud of a novi. It's the b'nei ha-neviim, Talmidim of neviim. Elokach mekublani. Kol ha-meire ha-loche b'fnei rabboi, chayiv misa. V'omar, rabbe bar bar-chone, omar rabbi Yochanan, oisoi talmid Yehude ben Guri Yoshmoi. This was the talmid. V'ho yorochoi k'mimenu sholosh parsois. So now, let us get back. Now the Gemara is asking Akash. We had started off with a memra of Rove. Rove said, Befonov osar v'chayev misa. Sheloi befonov osar v'ein chayev misa. If a Talmud is moire sheloi befonov, he's not chayev misa. Now we have here this beraisa. The beraisa relates a maisa that a Talmud of Rabbi Elezer was moire and he was chayev misa. And Rabbi Yochanan said that this Talmud Hoyarochik mimenu sholish parsois. So Mamelu was sholay befonov. So if it's sholay befonov, and he still was chayiv misa. So it's a kashan rove. Emphat the Gemara befonav habit. No, that wasn't the story. When he paskined, he was befonav. He says, Rove, Rabbi Yochan is only telling you where he lived, where he came from. He lived 3 parsois away. But Bishas, he was Meire befonav. That's why he was Chayiv Misa. Frekte Gemore, wo rochik mimeno sholish parsois koma. Listen, if the Chayiv Misa was because he was Meire befonav, no, it's God. Incidentally, he lived 3 parsois away. So why is it necessary to tell us where he lived? The Chayiv Misa was befonav. So he asked them as follows. He asked me a kasha. Why does it tell me where his address? Shmoy v'shem oviv loma. Why does it tell me his name and his father's name? Megitim an aliyetz tor shoshayin lach teptire. So why do you have to know shmoy v'shem oviv? Elo shaloi toimer moshel hoya. You shouldn't say it was a moshel. He wants to tell you it was a true fact what happened. So Memele, that is why he told you his name and his father's name and his address to tell you that it's not a moshel. It's very interesting. The Ben Yehoyada brings a raya from this Gemara. He says, we find in Chazal a multitude of maises. Some maises are very difficult to understand. The Frat, the Gemara in Baba Basra, with Rabbi Baba Chona, tells us very interesting maises, very difficult to understand al pi pshutai. He says, so vidach an elach yid, look at, no, the maises says in the Gemara. So why says it happened? It's difficult to understand. He says, no, from this Gemara vaisdeis fakert. From this Gemara vaisdeis, you see a maise, one may assume, and perhaps should assume, that it's not the maise, it's not the way this was. Could be it was a moshel. Chazal spoke b'derech moshel. And when Chazal wanted to tell you it's not a moshel, so they underlined it. They said, Shmoy v'shem oviv, and in his address to tell you that this is not a moshel. This maise occurred. But other maisim, one may assume and should assume that it's not muchach, that it happened the way it is written. Could be it was written l'shem moshel. Now we have here another problem. The Gemara is asking Akasha on Rove. Rove said a klal as follows. Befonov, it's Chayiv Misa. Shaloi Befonov, it's also not Chayiv Misa. So the Kasha on Rove is from the Maisa with the Talmud of Rabbi Lezer. So why did the Gemara bring the first Maise? Lemeisu bnei Aaron atshoyer alocha b'fnei Moshe Rabba. So why did the Gemara bring, why is this Agdome necessary? So the Ben Yoyodo says that really the Gemara wants to ask 2 kashas. What is the taich befonov and what is the taich shaloi befonov? Does befonov mean mamish befonov? And shaloi befonov means not when he is. Befonov means he is, I'm standing in front of him. And shaloi befonov is not in front of him. Or no. Maybe befonov means bimkoimoi and shaloi befonov means chutzlim koimoi in a different city. So the Gemara is asking 2 kashas. That means like this. If you'll say befonov means befonov mamish, so it's not mistaver that Nodav Aviyu was standing in front of Moshe Rabbeinu when they made this drash. So that's 1 kasha. So what do you tell me? No, that befonov means bimkoimoi. Shaloi befonov means chutzlim koimoi. So I'll ask you a kasha from the Talmud, of Rabbi Elazar. He was chutzlim kaima, he was shalish parsois away, va'afal pikein, he was nenash. So that is the hemshech, why the Gemara brought down these two memres to a double kasha. First of all, to bashtim, what is the taich befonav, what shaloi befonav, and however you learn, it'll be shver, al kaponim from the second mice. Omar Rabchiye Bar Abe, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Kol ha-moire ha-loche b'fnei rabbi, roi la-kishay nochosh. Shenemar v'yan Eliyohu ben Barachel ha-buzi v'yoymer tzoyer ani liyome. I'm young, you're much older than me. Hokein zochalti v'iro. That's why I'm very scared. I'm scared to say my opinion b'fneichem. V'chsiv imchamas zoychalei ofo. So we see a lotion of Zechile is mentioned by Nechoshim, poisonous Nechoshim. So we learn that from here, Ro la kishoy Nechosh. What is the Inyan of a Nechosh? So the Teres Chaim wants to say that the Inyan of a Nechosh is that we learn out from Mises Nodav Aviyu, that there was an Eish, they were Nenash, Ayidei Eish. And the Gemara says in Elu Naris, that Afal Pishe, Dalad Mises Botlu, that even though we don't have a Bezdin that can give Dalad Mises Bezdin, but then Dalad Mises Loi Botlu. But Al Kolponim, the Tzura of Dalad Mises is still Kayim. So if a person who's Chayiv Mises, Mises Reife, oi neufel bedleike, oi nochosh makishoi. Or a nochosh, as we see, a neshichas nochosh is equivalent to Sreife. So that is the dimion. We see by Nodav Aviyu, they were chayiv and oinish of Sreife. So memele roi lakishoi nochosh, but it's merumis in this posik of Iyev. Omer abchanine nikro choite. Shenemar, Belibi tzofanti imrosecho, leman loy echet oloch. That David HaMelech said in Tillim that I did not say what I could have said. Belibi tzofanti imrosecho. That means there was divrei teire, and I could have said it, but I didn't say it. Leman loy echet oloch. That I shouldn't be a chayte loch. So the Mefoshim ask, Fashteitzach is called a chayte, ben yodes the kasha. We learn out that it is a chayiv misin dos, it's a nikra chayte, it's a chayre that's putting it mildly, it is a chayiv misin. But libi tzafanti mesech leman loyech to loch. So the ben yodah wants to say that the Gemara is being mechadish something else. That one should not think that Moira Halacha b'fnei Rabbi is a bein Odom lechaveiro deki Yisrael. That means it's an avla to the Rebbe is pegeya b'kvoidei shel Rabbi. So we learn that from the pasuk. That's also true. But leman loy echet to loch, it's a chet to the Rebbeinu shel Olam. The libi tzafanti im rasecha leman loy echet to loch, it's a chet bein Odom lamokim also. Rav Amnune Rami, ksiv belibi tzofanti imrosecho. That David HaMelech was not megala divrei teire, or siv bisarti tzedek pekol rov. That he was mevaser the divrei teire. So the Gemara says loy kasha, kan bezman she iro hayo iri kaya. When his Rebbe was alive, he was mekayim belibi tzofanti imrosecho. So then he wasn't, then it was Bisalti Tzedek Bekolrov. Oma Rabbi Abe Barzavde, Kol Hanoisin Matonoisov Lekoyin Echo, the person gives his matonis to one koyin, Mevi Rov Loilo. Shenema Iro Hayoiri Hoya Koyin Ledovit. He was the koyin for David. Fregt die Gemore, vechile David u da havi koin, lukula alme le havi koin, elo shoy meshagi loi matonoisov. The matnes kuna, all the matnes kuna that was given, that David have to give, he gave to his Rebbe. Chsiv basre ba yehi rov bimei David. So that was mesaviv a hunger. Rabbi Lezer oimer, Moiridin oisai migdulosai. that now Rabbi Elazar is going back on before that we're speaking about if a person who's meira halacha b'fnei rabbi. So he says meiridin oisai migdulosa. You meirit him. That means the gdule that he could have had, he'll lose. Shenemar v'yomer Elazar hakoyin el anshei hatzove. That Elazar hakoyin told Klal Yisrael the hilchis geulei midya. Aval gav the omer lohu. Even though when he told Klal Yisrael, he said la'achi abo tziva va'oisi la'tziva. He said over that the Rebbein Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu the hilchis geulei midya. Afilohochi yanish. He was nenash. The chsiv, because before it said lefnei Elazar hakoyin yamoit. Loi ashkechem the itztach le Yehoshua. That means there was a gedula that was given to Bnei Aaron, to Elazar Bnei Aaron, that Yehoshua will have to be shoyel eitze lefnei Elazar hakoyin. And we don't find that this occurred. So how did this happen? So this happened that it was nenash because it was meir aloche bifnei rabbi. In Sefer Benayahu, he asks a shayla. There's a bakante Rambam. The Rambam says that that. He's provided pshatan aposik, pshatan nach, that there are certain nevuas that have to be niskayim. And there are certain nevuas which could be nishtane if the reason, there's a reason that should change. The Rambam says as follows. If a novi will be made that a davar toiv will occur. So then, the halacha is that has to occur, even though the reason why the nevuah was given became bottle. Let's say they did an aveira, they did a davara, but a nevuah l'toiv will never become bottle. A nevuah l'ra can become bottle. If they'll do tshuva, so the nevuah l'ra. And Yaini said, Ninvei Nepoches, and they did Shuvah, so the Nevuah became bottle. But a Nevuah L'toiv never will become bottle. And the Rambam explains, this is an oifen, how one could be secure, know that this is a Novi Emes. The Rebbein Shloilom gave this testing ground, that if a Nevuah was said L'toiv, the Nevuah has to be Niskayim. It will never become bottle. So the Yo asks, there was a haftoche fnei Elazar hakoyin yamay. This was nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu. Loi ashkechen de itzlech le Yehoshua. So how could this be? This was a nevuah letoiv, and it became bottle because of a chet of Elazar. So Nayo answers that he says really Pashta Dekra is not Be'inyan Halachis. Pashta Dekra is he should be Shoyel Eitze L'Gabi Melchomis. Yeshua would be dependent on Elazar. No, the Pasik also was Meramis that for Halacha the Kishayos he'd also be dependent on Elazar. But that, since that's not Pashta the cross, so this chayla could become bottle. That's what Nayo says. I thought could be, there's a meiridik at Slach in Mesechtes Broches, the Slach in Mesechtes Broches says as follows, that the whole Inyan, that a nevuah letoiv will not become bottle, is because that one should be secure and know that this is a Novi Emes. So the Rabbi Shalom said, this is how you can prove he's a Novi Emes. If we'll say Nevuah L'toiv, that has to be Niskayim. So the Tzlach wants to say, this is by all Nevi'im besides Moshe Rabbeinu. Because by Moshe Rabbeinu says, B'cho Yaminu L'Olam. So Moshe Rabbeinu did not need this Eichoche to show that he's a Novi Emes. This was Nevuah's Moshe. Vnei Elozer HaKoyen, so this is Nebuah's Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu's Nebuah could be combatal. Amar Rab Levi, kol de moisev mila kamei rabbi, ozel ishoel. A person who will paskin in front of his rebbe, he will go to kever. Veloi vlat. He'll die without children. Shenema vayan Yeshua benun misho is moishe mi bachur vayim adoini moishe kloim. So that he was a moira aloche bifnei stong moishe rabbeinu what to do. Ursiv. Divra Yomim, it says, Nun Benoi, and then Yeshua Benoi, and it seems Yeshua did not have Bonim Schor. Let us see Rashi, and then Taisvis. Zot Rashi. Tzofanti Imrosecho, Konasti Dvorai Milohoyreis, Bemokim She'ei Choy Te'alayim. If it'll be a chet, so I didn't say what I could have said. Tzedek Divrei Teirem. Iro hayo iri raboi have. That was a rebbe of David. Midrkidersiv hayo koyin le David, rav le David. Meridin noisi migdulose. Le elkoi, this is going on before, adesi iri bemoir aloche befnei raboi. Es achi abo tzivo. Dechola kovid le moishe. Dechsiv asha tzivo Hashem es moishe. He said that these halachas were told to Moshe Rabbeinu. V'hoyre hilchis gil, aches azov. He onish lered migdula shaposkoloi mekamei hochi. D'chsiv lozni aloza akoin yamid v'sho aloi, shayosi yeshu li yisoych li shoyr dvar halacha me aloza. L'yashkechen la'achem isis Moshe ditzach la yeshu al aloza li shal klum. Moisev, meishev, dva, dovo, moira lochel, lishoel, emise, kloim, ruim, heim, lekach, tableke, moira lochel. Chsiv, nun benoi, Yeshua benoi, ebosa Yeshua, loichoshev, ben. Let us see Toysvis. Dav samach beizem et beiz. Kigoin megillas tainis, perish pekuntres, the Gemara Shaila was again, that if it's called moira haloche bifnei rabboi, if the halach is already, it's written up, it's written Megillas Tainis, I mean, the Yen, so, Yen asked Ashayla, you're permitted to fast, and he said, you're not allowed to fast these days. Is this called Moira Halach? Kegain Megillas Tainis, Perish Pekuntres, the Chsive, Tvune, that Ravine in front of Ravashi was Mafresh Meisure. So this is Taisvis Kasha and Rashi. The manner for emperor, Taisvis Kashta, the Lord Shain Hazov, the Megiyan, the Taisvis Rabbeinu Peretz, want to say a very Geshmak Eteretz. They want to say that Rashi himself are emperor this Kashta. The Dinah Frushim Isure is, Rashi said, Roa Talmud Odom Reitze Laver Averi. He's going to do an Averi, the Rebbe Shvayt, so then there's a Din, you have to stop it. But if someone asks me a shayla, and he asks me a shayla, are you allowed to fast? You're not allowed to fast. So he's not doing any issa, he's asking a shayla. He says, you know, it's a good shayla. Give him the telephone number of the Rebbe, you should call up the Rebbe. So this is not called a frushi meisur, he's asking him a shayla, but it's permissible. Ask the Rebbe. That's what he should tell him. Now he shouldn't pass. This is not considered a frushi meisur. They're speaking about the Rebbe was there and he's doing an avera. There he had to tell him to stop. Elo, so Taisus learns a different pshat. Biyomim hametoremayir. The shaila was the days that are mutter to fast. He asked them, are you allowed to fast? Ishori larui. This is not a frushim yisurit. That means he's giving him a heter. V'chiyohu demiktsosan have. That's one thing. The days that you're allowed to fast. V'chiyahu, and another case, the mitzosam ava delayla mispid boing. There are days that are also to be maspid. The moiri, and he's asking, haiminayu shori, he's asking which days are permissible to be maspid. Lefonavosa v'lach of mutter, or the din lefneim v'lachayim by hespid. So memele, so Taisvi says, he's telling him fakel. He's telling him, heterim. Heterim, that's called Meira Locha Bifnei Rabbe. Now Taisus says another thing. Bizman Shahoya Megillus Tainus Nehegis Kamrinin. כעידנה בוטלו מגילס טיינס כדה פוסק בפרקמה דרוי ששונה. That the shaila is when Megillus Tainus is noig, because now the whole Megillus Tainus is bought. What is Tosfos saying over here? How does this come into the Tosfos? So the Lashon HaZav says a very geshmaki pshat. He says that Tosfos had a problem. The Gemara asked the shaila, Omele Rav Yaakov Abai Labaye, Kigay Megillus Tainus Tachsiva Monche Mahul Ruye Ba'asre Derabe. Are you allowed to paskin on something that says Beferish Megillus Tainus? It says Beferish already. Now, Rashi learned that it is speaking about that he wants to tell him that it's also Lishanes. Now, the Gemara says, Bizman Azeh Megillus Tainus is bottle. All the yomim which are also lishanis are not noig bismanaza. All these yom tovim are bottle. Besides, one halacha of Megillus Tainus is still existent bismanaza, and this is Chanukah Purim. Chanukah Purim, you're not allowed to fast. So there's a Megillus Tainus, there's one halacha of Megillus Tainus bismanaza, Chanukah Purim. So Memele, according to Rashi, it's very good. Abaye, Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Abaye were after Megillus Tainus became bottle already. But if the Gemara is speaking about, he's asking him, are you allowed to fast or you're not allowed to fast? Chanukah Purim. There's one halacha Megillus Tainus is still existing. You're not allowed to fast Chanukah Purim. So this halacha was still existent Bizman Abaye. So he asked him, this shaila, are you allowed to answer? And Megillus Tainus is ancient history. No, it's Negev, Bizman Hazeh. If I'll ask you, are you allowed to fast Chanukah Purim? You tell me, not allowed to fast. So according to Rashi, it's very good. But according to Tosfos, it's bitter. To tell him you're not allowed to fast, that's called Afrushim Yisurim. So you're telling him a day you're allowed to fast. Bizman Abaye, there was no such thing. All days you're allowed to fast. Megillus Tainus is bottle. So what was the shaila? So therefore, Tosfos l'shitos they had to make a go. The shaila was ubizman shahoyim Megillus Tainus. Yes, them not out from the negayah. But bizman when Megillus Tainus was noyig. So then, are you allowed to paskin this day? You're allowed to fast. But it wasn't bizman abaye. Bizman abaye such a shaila wasn't negayah anymore. Rav Chisda oiri bekafri bishoni deravunim. Rav Chisda paskin bekavri when Rav Huna was alive. Kidem meforish hakuntres shloihoyo shom mekoymoi shel Rav Huna. This was not the mokim of Rav Huna, or be pumpedisa oisa mekoymoi. The mokim of Rav Huna was pumpedisa. Betzorich loima. So Tosfos says the Talmud chover the Rav Huna have. Rav Chisda was a Talmud chover of Rav Huna, because we learned later in the Gemara that Rav Amnune paskind in a different city b'shnei de Rav Chisda, and the Gemara says, why was this permissible in a different city? Because he was a Talmud Chava. So we see from the Gemara that a Talmud is also a fellow in a different city. Only a Talmud Chava is Mutter. So if Rav Chisda paskind in a different city, so Koch Rav Chisda was a Talmud Chava. Talmud Chovah, the Rav Huna, but Kamei Rav Amnuna, Doiri Bechart, the Argus, Bishnei, the Rav Chisda. The Meforish, Bishomach, the Gemara says, Mishum, the Talmud Chovah, the Leihoya. Avul Talmud Gomel, but a real Talmud, that's not a Talmud Chovah, and Yochel, Lohoyreis, Afilu, Shaloi, Bemokim Rabbi. That is also Afilu, Shaloi, Bemokim Rabbi. Kida Omrina, like the Gemara said, Bishoni, the Rav Huna, when Rav Huna was alive, loy oiri Rav Amnune becharto da'argis. This was a different city. Avo bi shayim mekaymish Rav Huna bepumpedise. But by a Talmud, it's also filu shaloi bimkaymim. So Tosfos is putting down the guidelines that a Talmud chover is mutter shaloi bimkaymim. A Talmud is also shaloi bimkaymim. Vafilu rochek mimenu sholish parsoits. Afilu, now we say that a Talmud is also, Afilu the Talmud rochik ben a sholish pasois, oy afilu tvei, more than sholish pasois, also. It's also also for Talmud. But vei nechayiv misa. Where do we see this? The porech Allah, the gemara esther kashe, may oy say Talmud shen is chayiv misa, shahoyre berochik sholish pasois, mirabelezer. The gemara esther kashe and rove, why was he chayiv misa? It was more than three pasois away. So what was the kasha? The whole kasha was because Rabbi says, Shaloi befonav, you're not chayiv misa. Avim imloin is chayiv misa, lehavi kasha midi. Afilo iki yisure bemilsa. So memela, so now we have another klal. That a Talmud is osur afilo sholish parsois away. There's no chayiv misa, but there's an isa. Talmud chavar is mutar shaloi bimkoyim. The Ravine, the Sor Sakine, Bebovel Mashme, Shoye Rochik Arbe Meravashi, Vohoye Osir Shomim Hoye Talmidei Gomo. Care the same thing. He said, another Ravine just said, I'm a Talmud Chov. Ho Damrin Beper Kamade Sanhedrin, Tamchen Bereide Rav Ami Ikla La Asre. Doresh lehu muta lil tois chitim bepesach. He came to a place and he gave a drosha, the one that's permitted to wash chitim bepesach. Omrulei, so they asked Rav Tamchem after the drosha, Ra, lav, Rav Moni de Mintzuri kaoche. Listen, Rav Moni is here. V'tone Talmud lo yoyre haloche bemokim rabbi, el im kein rochik mimenu sholish parsois keneged machne Yisrael. So now Tosfos got stuck. He says, here, they asked the Mashaila, how are you allowed to paskin? You're only allowed to paskin if you're sholish parsois away. And if you're sholish parsois away, you're allowed to paskin? That's only a din by a Talmud Chover. And for Tosfos, Ochloimah, the Talmud Chover had. That he was a Talmud Chover. Mishim hochi, chutz legimul parsoi shori. And but the yes the makasha that this wasn't chutz l'gimel pasoyis. V'hod amrinen befonov osur v'chayiv misa. Now Taisa says what is called befonov? Kol toich sholish pasoyis choshev befonov. Toich sholish pasoyis is called befonov. K'demashma ba'yisei talmud shayil lefnei rabbelozo. The was chutz misholish parsois. The mashmi dimoye teich sholish parsois, but dinoy yechayev misa. Mestam anami loy befond of mamish oyo. Vechein b'nei aren mestam loy heiru b'fnei moyshe mamish. Ve'ikar shir de gamrinin sholish parsois kenegen machne yisrael b'nei aren gamrinin. That they pask in the machne yisrael, and that's called befond. V'osam chayev misa hav. So now, these are all the guidelines of Tosfos. Till Sholish Pashois is Aloch of Befonov. And that is the Zachiyev Misa. The Zachiyev Misa, so that is the Din of Befonov. Now, Sholoi Befonov, after Sholish Pashois, so a Talmud Chov is Muta, and a Talmud is Osa. V'oimari, davke bedover shenire chidish l'shoil. If that what we say it is also that by the shoyl it looks at mechudishdik. Afilu beis a bekutche megilas tainis priyagavna ayri. V'le nektinu elu lashminin afilu bahani shatalmid baatzma yoideya sheinay toye. By the Talmud it's a poshet alocha osel hoyres. Avol dover shashoyl yoideya sheyedua minhogi shol dover ze. Or does a bitl b'shishim, the shemayr loy heter ein doimer loy davar chiddush shori. So this will be also. This is muta. This is not called a hara. Hara means that the Talmud is machadish something. Ravina the sor sakina bebovel came to the chiddushu shenaitel schor kedamrinen leomru laarisakin lechochem elam nekvoidei shel chochem. Rav Amnun Oiri Becharto da Arge. So Tosfos Trei Rav Amnun Have Chat Shohoyo Talmidei Shel Rav Chisde Kedemash Mohoche Bepeikama Dikdushin. One Rav Amnun was a Talmud of Rav Chisde Gabi Sovi Din Zunye Da Omer Lei Rav Chisde La Rav Amnun Zil San Inu. Rav Chisde told Rav Amnun she put him in Cheirem. ואויתו יאחר, שהיה תלמידי של רב, כדלו בפרק עצם אברם, דמלי רב, לרב אמנונה, ברי מדעיס לך, אויתו לך. If you have נחוסם, you could use them, enjoy them. מי דרויש ונוסנו בני ארן הכהן איש על המזבח. אף על פי שאיש ירדס מן השמיים, מצווה להובי מן ההדית. So they gave a drosha that one is permitted, there's a mitzvah to bring איש מן ההדית. לחירה משמה, שהכתירה שהכתירו על המזבח החיצן הויה. That this Ktairis was on the Mizbech Achitzim, because the Drosh is speaking about the Mizbech, the Nosno B'nai Aron HaKoyin Eishal Mizbech is speaking about the Mizbech Achitzim. So Memele, they said that there's a mitzvah Lohovi min ahedyet, even though it's Eish min ha-shemayim. Now, how does Ktairis come to the Mizbech Achitzim? V'ayro Shoh Isa. It was Ayro Shoh that the Ktairis, they were makter, was al Mizbech Achitzim. Where do we see such a rosho? So Tosfos Kedash Kachna Bekteira Shel Nesiim, which was on the Mizbeach Achitzin, Kedemrinim B'Shiliyat Chaylas. So Memeila, so the Kteiras they were marked, there was also a rosho. So and they said that the Aloch of Mitzvah Lohavi Minahedyet applies by this Kteiras. The E al Mizbeach HaPnimi Yiktiru, if you'll say that they were marked on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, my Shaycha Oisa Drosha L'Shom. So where did, how did they apply this Drosha? The Drosha of Mitzvah Lohovi Minahed Yit Afal Pisha Eish Yotza Min HaShemayim, that only applies by the Mizbeach HaChitzin, because on the Mizbeach HaPnimi V'Oloi Hoya Yoyrei Deish Al Mizbeach HaPnimi L'Shem Ktoiris. The Kaimlon Bepeiri Kamlon Mamamunah the Maroch Hashniyah Shal Mizbeach Achitzim Lekteiris. Fakert, there was a special Maroch on the Mizbeach Achitzim to bring in the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So there was no Eish Min HaShemayim. So how does this Drosha apply by the Mizbeach HaPnimi? There's only Eish Min HaKoch, and if they use this Drosha, so HaKoch is speaking about that they were makter on the Mizbeach HaChitzin. The Sfasem is Tainis, he doesn't understand. He says, because on the Mizbeach HaChitzin, there was an Eish Min HaShemayim, there was an Eish Min Hedyet. Now the Shaila is, with which Eish do you have to bring in to the Mizbeach HaPnimi? From the Eish Min HaShemayim, or the Eish Min HaHedyet. So that was the Kal V'Chaimah. Even though you have Eish Min HaShemayim, there's an Indian to bring Eish Min HaHedyet. So maybe that was their kalvachim. Mi b'teiros kain nemash mishal beis kotshe kadoshim nichnusu lahakter l'sham nisrafu v'tzorchiyah. Kol anoysin matanoysav l'koyin echod. So memele he brings a rov boilum. Hoda kori lei, so it seems that Iro ha-yoiri was a koyin. Yoir was ben Menashe. Hoda kori lei Iro ha-yoiri af al-pisho y'koyin shema oviv me'arin. ואימוי ממנשי, כדאום במגילה בי מולטחי, או בבניומי, ואימי מיהודה. ופשטת דקרו כהן לדוד לב כהן ממש, אלא שר, כמדאום בני דוד כהנם היו. מי וירוב לא אילום, so the Gemara is toiler the hunger, because he gave all his matones to one כהן. ואהב אגב דחסיב על שול ועל בייס אדומים, that was the reason for the hunger, הו והו גורם, וסמוכים קדוש.